Live.
Live? What? We're live? I don't want to be live. I don't want to do the show. No, of course I want to do the show. It's the best thing I got. Best show. It's who I am, who I will be. Isn't that true? And ain't that the truth, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Testing to, 1, 2, 3. Testing.
Oh, testing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sound like talking to, I thought I was talking to Bub from Day of the Dead there for a second. Yeah.
I haven't spoken all day. I don't speak to people all day.
Okay. What do you live in the, you a monk now?
I'm living the dream.
You're living the dream.
I'm living the dream.
You're living that dream.
I'm living the dream, man.
Yeah. I don't know. You might want to look into what dreams people. Yeah. No, I just want, I like this new version of the show where I keep you guys on your toes. It's like that guy who used to do Simon Says on Merv Griffin show. He'd be like, all right, everybody, Simon Says, put your hands on your head. Okay. Simon Says, put your hands on your hips. Simon Says, put your hand on your left knee, put your hand on your right knee. Oh, you're out, Merv. Merv's out. Remember that guy? That's the other thing. People are always saying just like, the Kardashians are so untalented. It's like, yeah, they are. They're completely untalented. And they've managed to make a lot of money with a talent that isn't a version of talent that you might recognize in terms of the old fashioned singing and dancing and acting and writing and directing or whatever you call talent. Whatever their talent is, it doesn't line up with the old version of talent. But say this, you don't think that there were untalented people? Like, oh, it's not like it was in the old days. There was a guy in the old days who used to go on the Merv Griffin show and play Simon Says and made a living. Mm-hmm. This guy was like rich from
playing
Simon Says. Ah, Mike, I saw his house.
You saw his bank book?
I saw his mansion.
All right.
So it's mansion. Simon Says Manor.
I don't think he's in the same league as the Kardashians.
No, yeah, right. Well, I don't think he's in the same league as the Kardashians, but I'm just saying talent is not something that everyone had at one point and now no one has.
Yeah.
There's always been people. We had the U.S. economy was driven for 6 months by a pet rock and mood rings. Mm-hmm. These things were actually like, they were, people were actually buying mood rings.
Click Clacks was a big one when I was in school.
Look, well, when I was in school, I'm a fair amount older than the three of you guys. I remember the day a kid came to school with a stick and a hoop. And I was like, what's that? He's like, get ready. And then we ran up and down that street with that stick and the hoop. All the live long day, we were playing with that stick and hoop. You just run the stick down the, look, I barely know how it worked then. Yeah. I think we had the stick in the middle of the hoop. I don't know. I wasn't paying a whole lot of attention back then, but then you also had things like we would get an orange on Christmas and that was exciting. You get an orange. It kept the scurvy away because I was on a boat. Also, I didn't mention I was on a pirate ship.
That's a big deal to get an orange in the middle of the seas.
Was a big deal. And I remember singing that John Cale song, A Child's Christmas in Wales, which is funny because it hadn't been written yet. Back when I was a child. Pat, how are you?
Doing great.
Pat, welcome to the best show.
Thank you.
Got a good one tonight. We're going to close out once and for all. We're closing out this list of the mascots that will be put to bed tonight. Popping fresh, hovering strong at number 6. Eddie from Iron Maiden. Anybody you want on this list, Pat?
Actually, I wanted to mention a couple. I was just counting how many we have left. It looks like about 12 or so to go. There's one right in front of me, staring at me in the face in the Best Show studio, and that is the trademark of Quality Pig.
Oh, you, Pat, you are, that is a picture a portrait given to me by the great director, Jeff Fierzig.
That's right.
Jeff Fierzig, who is a renowned filmmaker who made the Daniel Johnston movie and then made the J.T. Leroy movie. And I'm actually making a documentary now. I didn't want to tell anybody. I'm actually making the Jay Johnston documentary right now. And I've found a fair amount of interesting things with it. He raided the Capitol so that he could get his mitts on Nancy Pelosi's thimble collection, of all ironies, from the Mr. Show skit. That, but that won't be coming out until 2028. So, get online now outside the theater, line up. So anyway, Jeff gave us, for the studio, the trademark of quality, pig logo, which used to appear on every bootleg album. When you'd go to the record store or a outdoor flea market and you'd be looking for bootleg album. And this is something that's lost to the ages now. The idea of when you'd buy a bootleg and you'd go home and you'd be just like, whoop, I just got ripped off. Paid $30 for an REM album, REM Live. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was $30. Well, I only make 60 a week. So there goes half my pay. Who went to a bootleg album? Oh, it's good. It's good. You'd always go to the record store. Hey, how is this one? Yeah, it's good. What's the quality like? Oh, it's good. I bought a Monkees bootleg cassette once at a flea market, an outdoor flea market down on Route 206. I think that flea market's gone now. It was an outdoor affair. This thing sounded like it was recorded in the parking lot. I was just like, at what point do you feel like, yeah, we can't put this one out? This is next level bad. But they did. They put it out. Yeah. They got my money.
No quality control.
Yeah, there was no trademark quality on that one.
But you're going to complain, though, right? Better business?
Yeah. Yeah, I bought this bootleg Monkees thing. What? Picture a person, the Better Business Bureau. That's always the funniest threat, too. Just like, I'm going to contact the Better Business Bureau. Have you ever once in your life cross-referenced the Better Business Bureau before you've bought anything?
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Of course. You know how I knew you did? Because I said nobody ever did. That's how I know you did.
I tell you, Mike, if I would tell you
I ate a hamburger, nobody's ever eaten a hamburger for breakfast, you'd say, yeah, I did today. Yeah, I had a hamburger for breakfast today.
I got ripped off at a strip joint in New Orleans.
Hold on. No, this waits till later in the show. This waits till later.
Okay. We're not in safe harbor, Tom.
Okay. All right.
No, this I want to hear more. No, I'm not I'm not making you wait for anything other than I want to leisurely enjoy this one. Best show.
Back again.
what's going on, everybody. It's the best show here on a Tuesday night. My name is Tom Sharpling. I'm the host of the best show. What else is new? Been doing this since a long time. Doing it for a long time. What's up, everyone? Phone number 201-332-3484. You want to call up? Be a part of the best show? That's the number you call. Love to hear from you. We're going to talk about the finale of the mascots list. And the other topic we're putting on the table, put a new one on. We put a new one on and an old one. Tonight, the best show, Steph, say goodbye to an old friend. The 50 best mascot list. But here comes a new friend. Losing your cool. And this might tie into Mike's Better Business Bureau story. So, don't want to hear the stories when you lost your temper, you lost your cool, blew a gasket. God knows what happened down in New Orleans. Don't want to hear it yet, though. Don't want to hear it yet.
Okay.
Got to keep teasing them.
All right.
Don't give it away up front. But my friends, tonight we're going to talk about those things and more on the best show. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I got my shot last week. Yikes. I was sick for a couple days. Laid out. Side of beef. But look at me now. Top of the world, flying high. Got my vaccine, all of it. It couldn't be more on top of it. It's great. Got the Pillsbury one, actually, which is funny because I mentioned Poppin' Fresh. Got that. And we are back on track. You know what? Last week we had Jay Maskus on. And I started talking about Ink Master, right? And then I'm trying to talk about a new show with him. And he goes, he's like, what? Ink Master? What? Like, yes, great show. Then somebody sends me 2 days ago, 3 days. They send a picture of him giving a tattoo to one of the judges on Ink Master. I don't know. Made me feel a little stupid. I couldn't mention once. Oh, yeah, I gave a tattoo to the Ink Master guy. Whatever. God bless him. He's one of my all-time favorite musicians. Could have just told me he gave a tattoo to the guy who I was talking about. Whatever. More power. God bless everybody. Everybody does what they do. You do what you do. That's it. But I love him. That new album, that new Dinosaur Jr. album is good. You listen to it, Jason?
I listened to it tonight. I took a walk and listened to the whole thing. It's killer. Album of the summer, mm-hmm. man. So good.
Album of the summer. I like that. I like that talk.
The Lou songs are really good on it. It's mm-hmm. solid all the way through.
Yeah. He gets it. Jason gets it. That's one of the things I always say about this show. Jason gets it. I always got to throw a bone one way or another. Because, look, last week, the thing with the phone number was a travesty. Yeah. Could have blown up in our face.
Yeah.
We navigated it. I know I came on a little strong. I'd like to publicly and formally apologize. I'd like to formally apologize to Jason and Pat for smearing their reputations. Online.
I mean, technically, I didn't have anything to do with it.
Okay. Well, there you go. So I just want to apologize to Jason. Mike couldn't have put his wasn't me up faster. I never saw anything go up faster. Suddenly the guy who's like, yeah, I didn't talk to anybody today. Suddenly that guy's a Usain Bolt all of a sudden. He was a Usain Bolt of wasn't me. No, but look, it was a great show. It was a great conversation. I love him. I love KV. We got any calls?
Sure do.
Throw one my way, please.
Form.
Best show. Hi. Oh, and let me just say also, we just heard from another friend of the best show, Nicky Diamonds, Nick Thorburn, Vapors, from the album of the same name. It's a good song. It's a good album. I'm going doing a uniquely deep dive on this catalog for an upcoming project, which you'll hear about soon. But that album, I gotta say, that album slaps. Beshow, hi.
Hi, Tom. This is Greg calling from Jersey City.
Greg calling from Jersey City. What's up, Greg?
Nothing much. I want to try to help put this topic to bed with some mascot suggestions.
I love it. Now, Greg, have we ever met before?
We have, just in passing.
Okay, in passing, was I nice to you?
Yes, always. We've met a number of times.
No, that's sweet. Greg, are you going to buy my book, It Never Ends?
Of course I'm going to buy your book. Oh, I live right across the street from Word Bookstore.
That's great.
I'm going to kill two birds with one stone. I'm going to support you. I'm going to support a small business.
Oh, that's the way to do it. Thank you, Greg. So who do you got for the when you're in Jersey City, what are you like? Well, help me paint the picture here. You tough guy? You're rolling around on a motorcycle? What's your deal?
I drive a certified pre-owned Hyundai.
Okay.
I live right downtown by the Grove Street path stop.
Okay.
And I am most definitely not a tough guy.
You ever punch anybody in the mouth?
Maybe when I was a kid, but I probably took more in the mouth than I gave out.
Okay. All right. Look. Look, I'm not encouraging fighting. I think fighting's all. Hopefully nobody ever fights again. That's what I hope.
Yes, I'm right there with you.
But I can only say in my life, the time somebody pushed me, punched me, did it help? Well, it got me to where I am now. So no, it didn't help is what I'm trying to say. By all means, try to avoid getting in fights. So tell me, Greg, what do you got for the topic? What mascots have you, do you feel are missing from the list?
I have, three, technically four. I have a mascot duo.
Okay.
Serial mascots, Quisp and Quake.
Quisp and Quake. Those are those weird aliens, no?
Quisp is an alien, and Quake he's like a construction worker superhero.
I'm hungry now. You got my taste buds all fired up now. Cereal designed by a construction worker? Let me see what Quisp and Quake look like. I remember Quisp, sir. That's a troubling mascot. I never liked that dude's face. It's a little too happy. And then Quake? Not the Quaker Oats guy.
No, Quisp and Quake were sort of, I think they were like antagonists. They were separate products, but they appeared in commercials together.
I'm looking at these cereal boxes. Now I see a box of cereal called Lucky Trumps.
Ugh. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, Quake is literally, looks like a hard hat.
Yes.
Like he's wearing, but although he's got a little miner's light on the thing, he might be, this might be more from Dudio's neck of the woods. Quake might be down in the mines in West Virginia.
He could be. I'm looking at him now.
You guys eat Quake cereal there in in the mines, Jason?
We did for a little while, but people got sick.
People got sick. Oh, that's troubling. Well, I'm sorry.
We don't know if it was the cereal or the mines, but we blame the cereal.
I blame the mines probably personally, but I could see how you could go either way. What about that frog wearing that for that sugar smacks?
Dig'em?
His name is Dig'em, or he's telling you to dig'em?
I think both.
Okay, because that's the dumbest thing I ever heard. It would be if I walked around and the shirt said Tom.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Dig'em. I'm not a fan of Quisp or Quake, Greg.
Okay, I'm gonna. I've got two more that maybe will be more to your liking.
What do you got?
I've got Mr. Sparkle.
Mr. Sparkle, who is that again?
He's the Japanese soapbox mascot from The Simpsons. That looks
That's right. Yeah, but that's a meta version. That ain't real.
Meta mascot.
A meta mascot, a metasmascot. I can't allow it, Greg. And I know you're a Jersey City tough guy, but that don't scare me.
All right. If this last one doesn't get on, then I'm going to start cracking skulls like a tough guy.
All right. That's what I like. What do you got?
Bazooka Joe.
Bazooka Joe. This is a troubling one. This is one, this Bazooka Joe, these comic strips are not good. He's never been associated with anything good.
Nor was the gum.
Oh, the gum. Yeah, the gum is whatever the gum is. I just felt even mentioning the Bazooka Joe gum, I just felt my teeth hurt a little bit as if I want sugar. That's how impressionable I am. All I need to see is an ad or a commercial for anything. And as strong-willed as I think I am, I'm a pushover.
Yeah, we all like to think we're immune from marketing, but we're not.
And do we know anything about this eye patch Bazooka Joe's got?
He has an eye patch?
Does Bazooka Joe have an eye patch? Oh, Greg.
I guess I haven't seen him in a while. Oh, yes, he does. I remembered him having a ball cap, but not the eye patch.
A bald cap? This is not a Bernie Sanders impression?
This might be a mandala effect.
What's that? The eye patch?
He's remembering it without the eye patch. You're remembering it with the eye patch.
Yeah?
Is that like the Berenstain Bears thing?
Exactly.
Now, help me get that straight. Berenstain Bears, right?
Yes.
It's not Bernstein. It's Berenstain.
Correct.
Yeah.
Now people are saying it's Berenstain, and it always was Berenstain.
Give me another Mandela effect.
Well, the namesake came from people remember Nelson Mandela having died in prison.
Mm-hmm. Which he didn't.
He didn't. But there's a lot of people that remember that very vividly.
So this Mandela effect, the It's only for people who don't remember proper facts. And then are so willful about not getting facts incorrectly that they insist that the world is wrong and that they were right the whole time.
But you just said Berenstain, which is how I remember it too. But now the world is saying it was always Stain, spelled S-T-A-I-N, which is kind of weird because I remember it being.
Wait, which is it though?
It's, I don't know anymore. It's the internet saying Berenstain, but I remember it being Berenstain, which is, you know, Stain is an ending of a name.
Yeah. How about that? Berenstain Bears. Yeah. You know what? I read that stuff. I was more of a Richard Scarry man myself, staring at those fire trucks. You get to see a little inchworm on a fire truck. I'm more of a could there be anything more thrilling than an inchworm with a little Oompa Oompa hat on? Right? Little one of those German Oompa hats. What do you call those hats?
I have no idea.
Do you know what I'm talking about, guys? I can search Richard Scarry, inchworm, Oompa hat. No, I'm not going to say inchworm. I'm going to say Oompa hat. Nobody knows what that is. But he had one of those little Bing Crosby hats on. Man. See a worm driving around in an apple car? See a bear on a fire truck? It's the most exciting thing I ever saw in my life when I was a kid. Yeah, I ain't got time for Berenstain Bears.
That's like a Sound of Music hat, right?
Yes, it's like a Christopher Plummer Sound of Music hat.
It's an Oktoberfest hat.
An Oktoberfest. I said Oompa because, again, I'm not very educated. But, no, look, you got what I'm saying.
Yeah, an Oompa band would play at Oktoberfest.
Thank you, Jason. Jason gets it. Like I said, Jason gets it.
Jason gets it.
There's another example of people trying to remember something is the Shazam movie with Sinbad.
The Shazam movie with Sinbad.
Yeah.
People think he played a genie in the 90s.
In a 90s movie.
That's just moronic. I mean, Kazam with
Shaq.
Yeah.
With Shaq, yeah.
And these people also think that Kazam was a ripoff of Sinbad's Shazam movie.
Okay, well they're dumb then. That's just straight up stupidity in action.
Well, there's another.
Look, if they were suddenly saying Sinbad wasn't in House Guest, okay, well that's an argument. Popping his head out of that mailbox. Remember when Sinbad popped his head out of that mailbox? And Phil Hartman was opening the mailbox and Sinbad's head pops out.
You'll never believe this. I used to work at Movie City 6 on Oak Tree Road in Edison, and I got the House Guest poster, the gigantic, 10-foot long poster, and I cut out the Sinbad coming out of the mailbox and hung it in my bedroom for years.
I believe that.
It's the God's honest truth.
He popped his head out of that mailbox. How big was that mailbox? That's what I want to know.
It was huge.
Sinbad's an adult. You're saying an adult is inside that mailbox? It's the world's biggest mailbox? Is that a Mandela effect? People aren't sure what the world's largest mailbox was? Well, trust me. Sinbad was inside of it. And I'm looking at the poster now. There's also a weird dog staring up at him. First of all, how high up is this mailbox? Seems like it's got to be 5.5 feet off the ground.
Tom,
look at this. Look at the poster for House Guest. Sinbad sticking his head out and his hand, for that matter. So he's fully inside that. If his hand is all the way at the lip of the mailbox, he's in. It's not just like. Because you could make a case that this mailbox stops we're at the edge of the poster.
See, I don't remember Phil Hartman being in this movie. I remember Steve Martin being in this movie. So is that the Mandela effect?
No, that's the I don't particularly pay attention to everything about bad movies effect.
I'm thinking of Bringing Down the House. Okay.
Yeah.
Different movie.
With Queen Latifah and Steve Martin. Yeah. So this mailbox must be 5.5 feet off the ground. Sinbad's entire shoulders are inside that thing. And he's not a small guy.
They actually did that too. That's not a Photoshop.
That's what I'm saying. First of all, because they wouldn't fake something like this for a poster like this.
Yeah.
This must have taken weeks to get this shot right. Because Sinbad's not smiling as he is in the thing because his shoulders are sore from being scrunched in the mailbox.
Do you think they started with a bigger, like they trained him, so they started with a bigger mailbox and then kept getting smaller?
You mean as if he was like doing like the stuff that guy in Ocean's 11 did, like he could climb into like a little suitcase and zip himself up?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think Sinbad went through extensive training.
I really remembered though, Steve Martin and Sinbad being in a movie together, at least one movie together. And now I can't find anything.
That movie don't exist, my friend.
But there is a two movie collection, like two DVDs in one, where it's Bringing Down the House and House Guest.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at that and I'm like, did I just see this in like a Dwayne Reed or something?
That's one of the few that is where you're getting both of those movies on one DVD is a worse value.
At $3.99.
Yeah. Somehow it would be a better value if they only put one lousy movie on the DVD. You know how we don't hear from Mike during any of this? He's too busy. I want to talk about Bob Le Flambeur. Right? It's like, we could talk about the early works of Melville.
I think I can honestly say I've never seen a Sinbad movie.
Okay. I know. I knew that. I knew that, Mike. It's not your scene. You roll with a different crowd. This is a weird thing.
Do we see enough of Sinbad on TV? I mean, I knew the guy. Yeah, I know who he is.
The people Mike rolls with, this Sinbad movie for them is like Criterion Channel. Mike would be like, hey, did you guys watch House Guest? And they'd be like, yeah, we don't watch that egghead stuff. But then you come here, Mike, and one of us is dumber than the next. It's a gaggle of stupidity up here.
The Sinbad knowledge is a bit mind-boggling, I have to admit. I'm just sitting back, letting it go. Right? I mean, I'm not going to interfere.
I like Sinbad. He was great on Hollywood Handbook. When he was on Hollywood Handbook, what a highlight. Hint, hint.
Now I got to go back and listen.
No, yeah, go. You got to check it out. It's good.
Was that a hint that you want him on The Best Show?
No, it's a hint that I want someone equivalent to Sinbad. Because
he almost did. He almost did one night. But then he had to finish watching a game, and he said, I'll call you some other time. So we could re-engage Sinbad.
Are you saying that I should consider that Sinbad was on the show to some
degree? No.
Because he said, I'm watching a game.
Yes.
Re-engaging Sinbad.
Should we re-engage Sinbad?
Re-engaging Sinbad.
I think we should write that book.
Re-engaging Sinbad?
I think it's a movie.
Well, they'd have to license it from the book.
Remember all those documentaries that people would always put themselves in where they're like, I want to get a date with Drew Barrymore. And I think I want to ask her on a date. And you're just like, wait, is this what this movie is? It's going to be some guy trying to get a date with Drew Barrymore? God bless you. God bless all these movies. One's better than the next. I love them all. I love movies.
You see My Octopus Teacher yet?
Yeah, I didn't see. I can't watch that.
Oh, come on, Tom. I want to get your
can't watch it.
Words of wisdom. Why not?
You hate it.
Why wouldn't you watch that, Tom?
Why?
I mean, I'll say this for it.
It's the most depressing thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's not depressing. It's bizarre. I think it's bizarre. But
it's the sad. Underwater
The underwater footage is quite good.
Okay.
I'll give it that. Mm-hmm. But it goes into a bizarre direction that I didn't see coming.
Yeah, no, it just seems like a cry for help, and I don't have time. Seems like a cry for help masquerading as a movie.
It was very much a cry for help, though. There were times where, like, this guy went every day to visit this octopus, and I was watching it with Kristen, and I was like,
I turned it off. I watched.
But
it
I was
off.
Like, I was imagining this guy's kids, and he's like, "Well, there goes Dad again."
So wait, what is it? What is it? The octopus is a gym teacher or something?
Yes.
What is it?
Yes. No. The octopus. This guy visits this octopus every single day, and he gets close with it.
I turned it off when it felt like they were like falling in love or something. I was like,
there was never any of that.
Yeah. There's fondling.
There was no fondling.
There's fondling. There's fondling.
It was
all right. Enough. It was not. You guys do this on your show. It's not my show. We're not gonna litigate whether there was fondling in the octopus movie. That's why it makes me want to throw up. First of all, you're never going to eat calamari again. This thinking about that could have been a gym teacher. Or
I
something.
Had to go and eat it purposely just so I could get that movie out of my mind.
A real, real pushback.
I had to purge. I had to purge that movie from my system.
Yeah. So, Greg, the caller.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I believe that's it. I'll just go on record saying I love House Guest and Bob LaFlambeau.
Well, there you go. You might be. If the best show might have gotten hit by lightning and become a person, that's you are that person.
With the amount of time I've spent listening, that probably tracks, yes.
Now, then tell me this, Greg.
Yes, Tom.
What's your favorite thing about the show?
My favorite thing about the show, that's tough to say.
First thing that pops into your head. First thing that pops into your mind.
First thing that pops into my head is I'll say the Sharpling and Worcester calls.
No, you're sweet. You're sweet. Okay, great. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Absolutely. Thanks, Tom.
Boom, boom, boo, doo, doo, doo. I'm going to say this also about our friend. Okay. That's nice. Not sure what that was, but. Yeah, Nick also has Nick Islands have an album coming out in a couple months. It's great. It's good stuff. Get ready. You're going to love it. All right. Give me, Quatorce. Is that what it is? What is it? Let's take another call. We'll keep it moving here. Beshow, hi.
Hey, my friend. Need you to play a request for a dear, dear buddy of mine. Let's go with, what about Look at That Ragtop by Jimmy Sharp and the Screaming Sharks?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to get to that one tonight.
All right, what about Rumble at the Drive-In by Bobby Maynard and the Night Crabs?
No.
How about Souped Up and Ready to Roll by Tommy B and the Flagrant Street Rockers?
Nah, I don't think so.
All right, let's spin My Gal's Got the Beat by Pop and the Pomades.
I don't know that one, no.
All right, how about Destination Inspiration Point by Ernie Wilson and the Whips? Gotta play that.
I'm not gonna get to that one tonight, my friend.
All right, well, cue up Hot Dog in It by Danny Duncan and the Drag Strips.
I'm not going to cue that one up, no.
All right, well, how about Chain Fight Tonight by The Gorge? You got to play that one.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, I mean, you know, look, I really don't play requests. I do know, The Gorge, Roland Gorchnik, was a caller on this show for a while. I'm a fan of his. So, well, actually, I'm not. I don't know if I'm actually a fan of him, considering he's done nothing but threaten my life repeatedly. But yeah, everything you requested. Are those all rockabilly songs? Everything you requested?
Oh man, I thought you at least knew about the good stuff. You know, of course it's rockabilly. Is there any other kind of music?
Well, yeah, there actually is. There's plenty of other kinds of music. There's just so many other kinds of music. I don't even think that's a question. Name one. New Wave.
Never heard of it.
Never. Well, you groaned in disgust, but you also never heard of it.
But, well, it's got the word new in it. It's got the word new in it. How could I like it?
Okay. Well, what is your name?
My name is Chicky. Chicky Katona.
Chicky Katona? Wait, from Chicky, right. From Chicky Katona and the Tone Cats?
Yes, sirree. That's me. And of course, my bandmates, Snuffy, Hoot, Pee-wee, and Dutch.
Oh my God. Well, this is a little bit of, this is a little bit of rockabilly royalty. Calling Chicky and the Tone Cats are pretty much the kings of Newbridge rockabilly. And man, you guys have been a solid presence in town for 25 years. I mean, I would always see you guys driving around Newbridge in that vintage car.
Look, son, that's not just a vintage car. It's a genuine 1953 Muntz jet built by Earl Madman Muntz himself, who, by the way, also invented the 4-track tape player that would later become the 8-track player. Of course, I've never listened to an 8-track tape because they weren't on the market until 1964, which is, of course, the year the Beatles ruined all popular culture. So,
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You know, my Muntz jet had its engine swapped out back in the day for a blower.
What is a blower?
Well, it's a supercharged Studebaker engine. Yeah, it's fully blown. The blower puts out a lot of additional stress on the engine, which sometimes results in a failed thrust bearing. And, you know, of course, if your thrust bearing wears out, it's only a matter of time before you throw a rod and then you're pretty much screwed. Yeah. I will say, though, you know, it's super cool you know about us, son. You know, I know we're both from different worlds. You like new music like ABBA, The Sweet, and Dinosaur Jr., and I like good music. But who says we can't connect as people, right?
Sure. Well, I mean, that's highly patronizing, but okay.
Hey, you know what? I've been sending you our records for the last 25 years. Would it kill you to play something off our latest album, Make America Rockabilly, again?
Do you want to hear something? Your album's called what?
It's called Make America Rockabilly Again.
Uh-huh.
8 copies of it.
Wait, say, I missed that. I don't want to miss what you just said.
I said I sent you 8 copies of it.
You sent me 8 copies of it. Okay. Yeah. I know I got a copy. 8 copies.
How could you lose 8 copies of something?
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, look, I don't know. Maybe after later in the show, after we talk or whatever, I can maybe play something. I'm not sure. I'm really not. Again, like I said, I really don't do requests a whole lot, you know. But you know, there is a thing, if you wouldn't mind answering something for me, like a bit of a burning question I've always had.
Oh yeah, shoot.
It's like just going on like what I've seen over the years, you guys are like really committed to living, I guess, like a really, like a pure rockabilly life. It's like you drive a vintage car, 50s car. you're wearing like the clothes are all vintage 50s clothes. There was that photo spread in the paper, the Newbridge Republican Times Herald Democrat, that showed you guys all decked out and you're wearing, you know, the way you're dressed, the furniture in your house. Like you really are dedicated to it. And I guess what I want to know, I'm trying to think of the way to say this is like, where do you draw the line with all of that? Like in terms of it's 2021 and it's like, I mean, I'm assuming you have like a computer and a cell phone.
Hey, that ain't rockabilly. No cell phones, no computers, none of that stuff. I'm talking to you right now on a 1954 Bakelite rotary dial.
Okay. You're talking to me on a old rotary phone.
That's right. Shoot, I felt like a sellout when I bought an electric typewriter. You heard of modern primitives, right?
What is that?
Modern primitives. Back like 20 years ago, these guys that didn't really deal with modern stuff that much. And I guess you could call me and the rest of the Tone Cats modern primabilities. Rolls off the tongue, don't it?
Modern primabilities. Yeah, it's very, very, very melodic.
Very, yes, yeah. You know, ever since I was a kid in the early 70s, I just knew modern life peaked in 1958, and I decided when I was 5 I would be a 50s man for life, and when I heard Bebop and Lula for the first time, I knew I was going to be rockabilly for life. And matter of fact, I made my dad get me a case of pomade and a tiny leather jacket for my 6th birthday.
So that's when you started using pomade?
Absolutely, yeah.
Wow.
Matter of fact, me and the Tone Cats all took the Rockabilly Oath when the band formed.
The Rockabilly Oath, what is that?
Oh, yeah. Well, I can't tell you the exact wording because it's as sacred a text as the Ten Commandments and the Kellogg-Briand Pact. But basically, the person taking the oath agrees to exist using only goods, services, and implements from the golden age of rockabilly, which is, of course, 53 to 59. And if he or she breaks the oath, they will be made to ingest the contents of an entire pomade can and have all their tattoos sanded off using dull vintage sandpaper. So it's quite a price to pay.
Wow, that is as a real penalty. That's bad news.
As a matter of fact, I actually do surprise inspections of my bandmates' apartments frequently, and I'll tell you, I almost killed Pee-wee before that photo shoot when I found a Betamax machine in his closet and a Hardee's cup in his trash. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, that actually answers a question that are you guys aware even of, like, modern restaurants? And like, is that so, do you eat in them?
Well, you know, I mean, I see them, but I don't pay them no mind. Like if I'm cruising down Pancake Boulevard and I see a PF Chang's or a Subway, sure, I'll acknowledge they exist, but I keep driving until I get to Mort's Diner, and then it's chow time.
Chow time. So Mort's Diner is where you would eat. And like, what actually? Like, what does chow time consist of for you food-wise?
The usuals, hot dogs, hamburgers, fried chicken. You know, pizza didn't arrive in Newbridge until Colonelino's Pies opened in 67, so that's off the table. French fries, onion ring, Salisbury steak, cheeseburgers, Coca-Cola, milkshakes, lemon meringue pie, and about 30 cigarettes.
My God. That's an extreme, extreme diet you got going there.
It is. You know, I'll tell you, I haven't had water in 20 years, and the time I did have it, it was by mistake.
How could you go without water for so long?
I drink soda, I drink milkshakes, and I thought that glass of water was actually moonshine.
Because moonshine, okay. I mean... All right. That's weird. Sorry, Chicky. You would have just started pouring a glass of moonshine down your throat, but if it was just a straight glass of water, that's too modern for you.
I was shocked. I was shocked by it. I was like, oh my God, what is this smooth liquid?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, settle a bet. The guys and I have a wager on what lettuce tastes like. What does it taste like?
What does lettuce taste like? Well, that's considering everything you just listed that is the backbone of your diet, you're not going to like it.
If it tastes like real healthy or something?
Yeah, real healthy or something. That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, no thanks, my pal. No thanks.
Yeah, well, it's real healthy. Hey, can I ask, do you and the other Tone Cats have jobs?
Well, you know, our life is Chicky Katona and the Tone Cats, but I wash dishes at the Route 562 Diner. Pee Wee washes dishes at Mickey's Bar and Grill. Snuffy washes dishes at Bob's Burger Barn. Dutch washes dishes at Donnie's Trolley Stop, and Hoot washes dishes at Pete's Pub.
Okay, so a lot of dishwashing going down. You know, well, I mean, look, and this is not meant to be any kind of judgment or anything, but it's like you guys are what, in your, you must be in your, like, your early 50s around there?
Yeah, that's right. You know, at this point, we do all look like the way older greaser guy who shows up for the big playground rumble with the socias and the outsiders. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay. Well, I mean, you're all dishwashers. It's like, and this, again, not trying to be insulting, do you ever think of, like, trying to pursue, like, think, you know, or think about getting, like a better job, something that's, like, not as hard on somebody in their 50s?
Hey, that ain't rockabilly.
Okay. Well, what about, how about modern medicine then, for example, Chicky?
Well, you know, that's actually why I'm calling. This is sad news. Our roadie buddy just passed on, and we're all real tore up about it.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Was it COVID related?
Oh God, no. No, we all been wearing masks since the get-go, and not those dumb surgeon masks. I'm talking about the old-time bandanas like Old West bank robbers used to wear. It's so cool. You can walk nowadays. It's 2021. You can walk into a bank with your bandana on your face, and nobody can say nothing. It's like a dream come true for guys like us.
To walk around wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, you know, Buddy got an infection from wearing the same dungarees every day since the first day of the pandemic. And, sure, you know, it was nothing a shot of Rashganazon wouldn't take care of. But, you know, the makers of that, Kern Pharmaceuticals, didn't exist until 1982. So, you know, that took that off the table. Because, you know, mm-hmm. Buddy, he took the rockabilly oath, too.
Sure, sure. So that, of course, ruled out any sort of medicine that could have helped keep him alive.
That's right. Yeah, and so the rash got worse and worse until it consumed him, and it made him look like the Blob, which was, of course, the titular character in Steve McQueen's best and pretty much only film.
Mm-hmm. So to you, that's his only film, The Blob.
Well, I think he made two more films, one more in 58 and then one in 59.
Yeah, he made a whole lot more than that.
Nah, not to me. Not for me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure, sure. No, I understand they weren't for you, but they were made. That's the whole point of it. They were actually made.
Well, we could argue about that all night, but, you know, come on, pal. Have a heart. How about you play just one song for dear old Buddy? Like, I don't know, what about Burning Down the Hop by Poundy Crawford and the Mustangs?
No.
All right, what about Uh-Oh, My Baby's Got the Baby in Her by Donnie Donovan and the Donnybrooks?
No.
About Hot Rod to Heaven by Smokey Bakula and the Switchblades?
No.
All right, you got to know this one. I Need a New Set of Tires by Prancin' Peter Hughes and the Pack Rats?
No.
You got that one. Okay. What about, or how about The Greaser's Ten Commandments by Rockin' Michelle and the Sherberts?
No.
Who Stole My Switchblade? Who Stole My Switchblade Comb by Critch Rebellino and the Cigarettes? You got that one, right?
What's that one called again?
The song is called Who Stole My Switchblade Comb, and the artist, of course, is the one and only Critch Rebellino and the Cigarettes.
Critch Rebellino and the Cigarettes?
That's right.
Yeah, I'm no.
Okay, well, how about anything by the Suicide Daddies?
No.
The Rockin' Daddies?
No.
What about the Uncle Daddies?
The Uncle Daddies? No.
All right, the Deadbeat Daddies?
No. Chicky, now I gotta say I've pretty much had just about enough of this, and you know I gotta move. Wait, hold on a second. I'm just looking at my text here for a second. Hold on. Wait, hey Chicky.
Yeah.
Jason is telling me that you're calling from an iPhone.
An iPhone? What?
Yeah.
That ain't rockabilly. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
That's all messed up.
It ain't rockabilly. I don't care. Is that what you're calling from?
How dare you? What do you think I do? Set an example of what it means to be a rockabilly guy all day and then do spot inspections of my bandmates' apartments and then, what, come home, sit down, and go, hey, Alexa, play Skinny Jim by Eddie Cochran. Is that what you think it is? Oh, shit.
Okay. There we go. Chicky. Yeah. How are we doing, Pat?
Doing good.
House guest, eh? You thought Steve Martin was in House Guest?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time since I saw the cover of that and the cover of Bringing
It. No, it's fine. I know. No, this is not. Nobody's gonna get in trouble.
Look, I actually thought. I just thought that Steve Martin and Sinbad shared the silver screen. Maybe that wasn't the title, but I thought they must have in the 90s, and they didn't.
Well, it's not too late. Not too late.
You might be right.
Why didn't Steve Martin ask? He did that bird-watching movie. Remember that bird-watching movie he did? It was like Owen Wilson, Jack Black, and Steve Martin did a movie about bird-watching.
I don't remember this at all.
Not the Mandela effect. I hope it's not. I believe there was a bird watching movie. Who saw that in the theater? Can you imagine? Two for the bird watching movie. All right. We got any other calls?
We do, but we do need more calls at 201-332-3484. That's 201 Dead Hug.
Yeah, that's right. We got to call. You got to call in. Well, last 2 weeks, what's up with that? Phones are usually on fire.
I thought maybe it was the what event was happening last week. I can't even remember.
I don't know anymore. They all happen. Everything. The Oscars?
No, that was this Sunday.
The Edgars, the Mystery Awards.
The bird movie you were thinking of is called The Big Year.
The Big Year.
Yeah. I've never heard of this movie in my life.
16 for the big year. Do you think anybody ever said that once in their life, went up to the box office and was like, yeah, 16 for the big year, please?
Like a field trip? Like a
yeah.
School bus full of kids?
16 adults, 35 children for the big year. Unless you got some weird bird watching school. All right. 201-332-3484. You got to call in. Close out this mascot list. Yeah, what was going on last Tuesday? Oh, last Tuesday, was it the verdict came down?
The verdict was that afternoon.
Were we just in the aftermath of that?
I mean, it was an emotional day, and
it was
coverage at that point. But I feel like there was something else.
I think it was. It must have been that though. The verdict that was huge, and it really felt like the world. Really, really just huge deal, obviously. And like, yeah, people were still in the aftermath of that and processing and researching and not researching, but watching the news on it. So 201-332-3484. Give me a call, Pat. Best show. Hi.
Hey, Tom. This is Kyle from Portland, Oregon.
Kyle. From Portland, Oregon. To what do I owe the pleasure of this call, Kyle?
I got two mascots for you.
Now tell me what's up, Kyle, before you get into the mascots. What do you got going on?
Oh, it's just a beautiful night here in Portland, but everything's getting ready to close down again on Friday because of the virus.
Really?
Yep.
You're going backwards in Portland?
We're going backwards.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, there does seem to be a light at the end of the tunnel, though. I see there are concerts that are getting scheduled for later this year. Mm-hmm. That's a good sign.
Yeah. I don't know when I'd be actually comfortable going to a concert, though.
Yeah, same.
Right? Like, oh, what am I supposed to go see? Molly Hatchet and Jackal supposed to go to that show, see them live. What if the guy from Jackal accidentally like sawed all the Molly Hatchet guitars? Like he was just backstage kind of fine, like amping up his chainsaw. And then the chainsaw went and sawed all the necks off all of Molly Hatchet's four guitar attack. Imagine them playing and they're just like, hey guys, you want to hear flirting? Maybe it's time we did a little flirting with disaster. And then everybody's like, yeah. And they're like, yeah, seriously though, it's the last song we're going to play. So you guys might want to go take a break. You got a ways to go before we're flirting with disaster.
Bop, 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 yeah.
So what do you got for me, Chief?
Mascot number one, Crazy Eddie.
Now, are you saying Crazy Eddie the character from the T-shirt and the sign outside the defunct electronics chain, Crazy Eddie, or you're talking about the guy from the commercials?
The guy from the commercials.
Yeah, you're right. He's got to make the list. That was not a Portland business. How do you know about Crazy Eddie?
I grew up in Scotch Plains.
That's how you know about Crazy Eddie.
Yep.
Need a Pantages?
I did. Absolutely.
Friday seafood buffet. You ever do that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's good stuff. I'll say this. People don't know how to work the buffet the right way. Stay away from soup. What are you doing with soup? They want you. I'll say you go to a buffet and you start ladling yourself a bowl of soup. The owner starts rubbing his hands together because he's like, yes. Load up on soup. Why do you think they make the bread so plentiful at the buffet? They want you loading up on bread and soup. It costs them 4 cents. They want you filling up on that stuff before you get over those crab legs. Anybody on the show have any buffet advice? Get it ready. I don't want to hear it right yet. Crazy Eddie, put Crazy Eddie at number 5, please.
Nice.
And also, explain this to me. I start getting these pop-ups out of nowhere on my computer. And it's a Mac. Yes, that's right. Sign in to podcasts. These dumb bleeping windows keep popping up. I try to log in and then it just doesn't go anywhere. I'm so fed up with these computers. I might be like Chicky from the Tone Cats. I'm going to go backwards. I just get a pen and paper. All right, Crazy. Who else you got?
Little Penny.
From the sneaker commercials.
Yes.
Put him at 33. Little Penny. You get it.
Nice.
Those were fun commercials where Chris Rock did the voice of Little Penny, Little Marionette.
They were good. They were good. I went back and watched them on YouTube.
Those are good commercials. Phil Morrison directed some of those commercials. Our friend. Friend of me, friend of the best show. Friend of humans that like good things. That's it? Any other ones?
No, but I hear that you're talking about losing your cool.
Yeah, did you ever lose your cool?
I did. I lost my cool once. A guy cut in front of me in line.
Okay. Where was this?
So basically they had opened this movie theater really close to my house, this brand new gleaming movie theater. It was like 15 screens, opened up for 6 months. It was a total flop. So what they did was they reduced the price to $1.50 to basically cram as many people in. So one day I drove up. It was a line outside. It was the first showing. There was at least 75 to 100 people outside in this gigantic line.
And what movie you lined up to see?
This was a long time ago. It was that Lost in Space movie.
Oh, yeah, with Matt LeBlanc?
Yes.
And Gary Oldham?
Yes.
Just imagine that lineup.
Not even worth $1.50. But
Gary Oldham and Matt LeBlanc finally in a movie together. Who else was in that movie? John Hurt?
John Hurt was in it. Yep.
Man, Lost in Space. So you're lined up. 75 to 100 people lined up.
Yep. And there's basically two box offices which are open, but there's just one giant line, and they're like both feeding into both of them, right? So there's not two separate lines. Anyway, I'm in line for about like half an hour. I'm like missing the first 15 minutes of the film because I got there kind of late. And just as I'm getting to the front, I see this guy in the parking lot. He gets out of his car with his date, walks right up to the second box office.
Mm-hmm.
And as he's walking up, I just basically lost my mind. And so what I did was he was walking up. I made a big show. I sprinted out of the line, sprinted right in front of him right before he got to the box office, ordered my ticket.
Yeah.
You know, made a big show of it. So then the guy starts yelling at me that I cut in front of him in line. And I just lost it on him. I was like screaming, why do you think there's 100 people in line? Do you think they're in line because they enjoy standing in a line?
Oh,
et cetera. It was not my finest moment.
No, it sounds like it might be your finest moment. So you got up in his face.
I did. I got up in his face and he got up in my face, although I don't understand why he thought he would do that, but so it was a mess.
Did you beat him up?
There was no fisticuffs. No.
Not too bad.
But all of these years later, I still regret it.
You regret what? The fight? I mean, the argument?
Yes.
Why? You stuck up for yourself.
Yeah, I guess so.
You got to get over. You got to get over that one. You think that guy's beating himself up over any of it?
That's a good point. I'm sure
that guy's, you were on the side of justice and the good guys.
Yeah, right.
This guy just slides up. Those kind of guys that try to get away with that stuff all the time, and they assume nobody's going to call them on it. You called them on it. Look, the word hero gets thrown around all too frequently these days. But I got to say, you stuck up for what was right. And I salute you.
Oh, thanks. I guess the story has a bad ending because I did still have to go sit through Lost in Space, but thanks for that.
Just tell me one thing.
Hmm?
Did they end up getting not lost in space?
The film is actually a total blank. I think that I was in such a rage that I just blanked out the entire movie, but I assumed that it ended well.
Yeah, I would assume that they were probably still lost in space so they could make another one. Right?
Yeah, they just keep on getting lost in space for as long as they need to.
Yeah, like that buffoon Gilligan. Remember that guy Gilligan?
He got lost in space, right? The Gilligan's Planet cartoon?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Gilligan's Planet. What is that? Gilligan from Gilligan's Island in outer space? Well, that just sounds like a bad use of resources. There have to be more qualified astronauts to be a part of that.
Yeah. And then there was that show with Bob Denver, right, where he got lost in space again, like a live action. Or out Space Nuts or something?
Space Nuts, yes. When I was a child, I remember Space Nuts. Was that him and Chuck McCann, maybe?
I forget who the other person was. He was like eating lunch on the spaceship or something, and then it went off.
Because they hit launch, not lunch.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, exactly.
I remember that. That was not a good movie. Well, not a movie, not a good series.
No. Now that we're talking about it, I think Bob Denver got lost in space a lot more than I realized.
Yeah, well, hopefully he found what he was looking for. Thanks for the call, my friend.
Thanks, Tom. Bye.
Bye. Pat, how are we doing with calls?
I just tweeted the number out again because people need to step it up. If you've always wanted to call the best show, it's 201-332-3484.
Look, I saw this tweet that someone wrote the other day, this guy Jason Gore. And he said, UK circle is better than US circle.
I stand by it.
I never want to. You mean you're talking about season two?
Of what? Of the Netflix circle? Oh, yeah, it's better than both of them. Have you seen the UK one?
Yeah, I watched some of the Brazil. I watched some of the UK. Ain't nothing hold a candle to USA circle.
Did you watch the celebrity season of UK?
No. I watched season. Okay.
you got to watch it, Tom.
But who's what celebrities? What celebrities
That's the beautiful thing. These are people I've never seen before. They're just like regular people.
All right, now you're hooking me. Now you're hooking me.
Yeah. I can send you I can send you a link.
Please do. Yeah. Are you watching US Circle season 2?
Oh yeah.
Are you caught all the way up?
All the way up. I'm loving it.
I'm not going to get specific, but all I'm going to say cuz there's new episodes coming tomorrow, I believe. But when they did that twist where the two people got the kaboosh, and then suddenly they realized things were not as they seem. I screamed. When the one guy went, who the bleep is that guy? It's the first time I ever... This is a show, The Circle, for people who don't know. They take these dimwits and they jam them in apartments. And they're nice, but dimwits is mean. It's great. These seem like some of the great people. They go into these different apartments in this one apartment building. And they don't see nobody. They got a screen in their house. That's the circle. The screen is rectangular. It's called the circle. Fair enough. You think they could have gotten the circular flat screens? They chose not to. Seems probably a little cost prohibitive. I get it. But they go, and the circle is the name of the social media network that connects all the apartments. And they'll say, like, circle, here are the other people in the house. And you see who else is there, and it's, and you say, hey, I want to talk to so-and-so. And then you got a private chat going, and then there's a group chat, and then you start voting, ranking the people top to bottom. And the thing is, some people are catfishing, where they pretend. It's like, oh, I'm going to pretend to be this young woman, even though I'm a not so young guy, for example. And does this sound stupid? It should, because it is. Is it great? Yeah, it's the best. Who's your favorite person from The Circle season 2, Jason?
Oh, God. I got to look this up. Did you watch the British season 3, too?
No.
Okay. I'm going to send that to you as well. I'm going to send that to you as well, because a lot of the... So they did the celebrity season first of the UK, and then they did the UK season 3, and then they did season 2 of the American Circle, all in the same place. So they're pretending that it's in Chicago, but it's actually in Salford, right outside of Manchester.
Yes. Yes. And I knew that. I knew that they were faking that.
I got to say, I'm enjoying Chloe. I hated her at the beginning. But I'm really enjoying Chloe so far.
All right, good. Yeah, I like Chloe too. I liked her on Too Hot to Handle, and I like her on this.
And Lance Bass has been great.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. The Circle. Welcome to Circle Chat. Any other calls, Pat?
We have two calls. I'm starting to wonder if there's something wrong with the phone system. Because I only get these two lines.
Might be. Might be something wrong with the phone system. Can you give me one of those calls?
Yes. Here's 4.
Thank you. Best show. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
Josh in Orlando. Josh
in Orlando. What's going on, Josh?
I just had a...
What you have for dinner tonight, Josh?
I made a sandwich with like chicken and salami and avocado and
chicken, salami, and avocado. A weird sandwich.
Yeah, it is.
Did you make it or did you buy it?
I bought it. It's weird. I don't know how I figured out that I like that flavor, but at some point in the last year or so, I did. And I don't know.
And who's selling who? Why? If you came into my sandwich shop and you ordered chicken, salami, and avocado, I'd make it for you. I might look twice at you. I might say it back to you, make sure you that's exactly what you want.
Yeah, I could, I wouldn't blame you for looking at me weird.
And how did you get to this point? You had chicken and avocado at some point, and then you were just like, yeah, throw a little salami on that.
Yeah, it gives a little extra level of flavor to it, you know?
How does the salami mesh with the avocado?
It's salty.
All right, you're a weird dude. You're weird, dude. But I'm gonna celebrate your weirdness. Look,
cool.
I eat weird food. I'm gonna be doing the show Ahoy soon, right? I gotta wait for my schedule to open up a little bit. Then Ahoy will start, the show in which I review Filet-O-Fish sandwiches at different establishments and fish sandwiches at different fast food chains. Then I will get into Ahoy. Then, but I go get a fish sandwich. This is what I do. You tell me what you think. This is weird. Say I go to McDonald's, right? Get a Filet-O-Fish sandwich. I get the sandwich. I open the box. Make sure there's a fish sandwich inside. If there is, I proceed. I take the top bun off. I take a couple French fries and use them as some sort of scraper, right?
Yeah.
I scrape off the tartar sauce. Not all of it. Okay. I don't need to order with no tartar sauce. I want a little bit of tartar sauce on the thing. McDonald's, you think they were giving it away? You think they were drowning in it, the amount they put on a fish sandwich?
Yeah.
I scrape it off. Then what do I do next? Now that the bun is off of it, let's throw some fries on top of that sandwich, right?
Uh-huh.
Throw some fries on it, on top of the fish filet. Then I close, put the bun back on top, say grace, and then it's Filet-O-Fish time with a French fry mashed in. You have fish and chips, right? You've had fish and chips.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. It's a fish and chip sandwich.
Oh, I'm so down with that. That's actually a great plan. I would try that.
Yeah, it is. If McDonald's had half a brain. Look, I know they do their J. Cole things, and they don't have time for a slob like me. There's going to be like a BTS McDonald's super meal or whatever.
Yeah.
And I know we talked about this on the show. That would be my McDonald's celebrity meal. You're not saying I'm a celebrity, but they call them celebrity meals. That's what it is.
Right.
What do you think? And what's your name again? Willie? What is it?
Josh. Billy, yeah.
Josh.
Billy, that's fine.
What do you think the Best Show staff thinks of my choice? The way I eat a Filet-O-Fish. This is what I'm going to say. Right off the top, Mike's going to disagree with it. Why? Because he's Mike and I'm Tom. It's what happens on the show. Pat is going to say that sounds pretty good. Jason's going to also say that sounds pretty good. Yeah. That's my bet. What do you say?
I'd say that Mike would probably have a problem with it. Mm-hmm. Pat would go along, and I would just say that Dudio would probably say it's like awesome.
Do you think Dudio will be a little too into it?
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
I think he'd be enthusiastic.
Enthusiastic. Yeah. Because you know what it is sometimes? It's like Mike is at one spectrum. Dudio's at the other spectrum. Pat's in the middle.
Right. Yeah.
And I love all three. I love all three equally. I want to say equally, too. Well, let's see what they say. Let's see what they say, Willie. Mike, can I ask you a question, please?
Sure.
What do you think of that Filet-O-Fish description I gave you?
Yeah, not my thing. I've never put a French fry on a sandwich in my life.
All right. Fine. Okay. People are saying they're just getting busy signals too, Pat, by the way.
Pat and I were just on the hotline together trying to figure this one out.
And okay. Thank you, Jason Woodbury and anyone else who's tried. When you hear a call hang up, to anyone listening, try that for now, and we'll have it hopefully resolved next
sounds
time.
Good.
It sounds like it's a phone company issue. So,
Jason?
Yeah.
You hear my description?
I did.
Filet-O-Fish?
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
I think it sounds delicious.
Yeah, it sounds delicious. He gets it. Pat, what do you think?
Give it to me one more time because I was on the phone with Jason when you were talking about it.
Get the Filet-O-Fish sandwich. Lift the top bun off. Mm-hmm. Take a couple fries. Use them as they no longer are fries. They are now scrapers, tartar sauce scrapers. Scrape off the bulk of the tartar sauce, leaving a trace amount. and then throw some fresh French fries on top and then eat this, close the top bun again. And then I have a filet of fish. It's like a fish and chip sandwich.
I'm fine with the sandwich part, but what are you going to do with the fries that you, that are covered in extra sauce? Do those get discarded or do those?
Occasionally I'll eat them. Occasionally I'll toss them. Depends how I'm feeling.
Cause I'd say just, you know, use, well, then you got to use a plastic utensil. I don't like using excess plastic.
Well, that's the whole thing is the fry.
Yeah.
I can, I have the option to eat the fry.
Okay. I think I'm fine with it. Because the thing about fast food is you have your own rules with it, you know?
Yeah. Well, what's a weird thing you do with fast food, Pat?
Well, like I'm not one of these people that goes to Wendy's and orders a Frosty and sticks fries in it. I don't like that.
Nope.
I've done it, but I don't get anything else out of it than I would enjoying a French fry and enjoying a Frosty. That's two separate things.
That is cereal killer food.
It's not
necessarily sticks fries in it.
I don't do that though.
Mm-mm.
Why? Because the Frosty was too delicious. They got to try to ruin it somehow.
Yeah, they have to.
Yeah, Frosty's perfect.
Frosty's fine, but I have a problem with the Frosty. I think it's too thick. I'd like to drink a milkshake through a straw, to be honest. But I don't know. I'm trying to think of a weird fast food thing that I do. But
Mike, what do you got? Anything weird you do at a fast food place?
Actually, I've been trying to stay away from it, but. I ended up going to McDonald's recently, and it was a mistake. I got my usual, an old, you know, I haven't gone there in a while.
Mm-hmm.
One of my old usuals was a Big Mac, which is old school. I know nobody eats Big Macs at McDonald's anymore.
I do.
They still eat Big Macs.
Do they? Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was an oldie item.
Well, it's it's not a thing from yesteryear. It's still it's still on the menu, right?
Yeah, but they keep swinging in new items. Like
they're trying to keep it fresh.
Yeah, no, I did like the fresh quarter pounder with cheese, and I don't know why I didn't go for that option, but because they make you wait sometimes. That's the downside of that burger, which is probably their best burger,
mm-hmm.
but you have to wait for it a lot. So I went with the Big Mac fries, and I like to have a cheeseburger chaser. And yeah, it was too much. I mean,
chaser, right?
It was late at night. I mean, I was just going to bed, and it's like, yeah, it was a mistake. I knew it as soon as I ate it all. Yeah, I ate it all.
That sounds like the gift that keeps giving.
I ate the whole mess, mm-hmm. and I paid for it.
Were you just like, oh,
yeah, I just knew it was a mistake. That. Yeah, that was stupid.
Why'd I do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. Jason, any weird fast food activities?
Well, I like to build sandwiches that are no longer on the menu.
Okay, here we go.
So... for example, Arby's in New York City was wiped out by the pandemic. It was gone for the longest time. And then it just came back last week.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God. We got so excited. And we go to order, and the chicken cordon bleu is no longer on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
It's been replaced by like a chicken bacon Swiss, which just isn't the same thing.
Did you hear the way he said... It's replaced by a chicken bacon Swiss. As if he said like it was replaced by a sandwich made of a rat feces.
It might as well be rat feces. Seriously. But so what I did, well, Kristen and I came up with this together. We got the chicken bacon Swiss.
And I'm sure she loves that this is, that the two of you dreaming this up together. It has now been broadcasted.
Oh, I'm sure. No, she's just as proud of this as I am.
Okay. All right.
They still offer the ham slider. So we would get the chicken bacon Swiss, no bacon. And then the ham slider. Take the ham from the ham slider, put it on the chicken bacon Swiss, chicken cordon bleu. Best sandwich Arby's ever did.
Hold on a second. You're ordering what now?
I'm ordering a chicken bacon Swiss.
Yeah.
Hold the bacon because I'm getting the ham slider. Mm-hmm. And then I take the ham off the ham slider. And to be honest with you, sometimes they really pack a lot of ham on the ham slider. So honestly, that's a separate sandwich too for like a snack later.
Okay.
It's a tiny, you know, you eat the bread and the cheese.
Sure, of course.
There's no waste.
Yeah, no waste. No. Every part of the animal.
Every part of the animal.
Why don't you go and just say, I'd like a goddamn chicken cordon bleu sandwich.
We don't have the chicken cordon bleu anymore.
I like a goddamn chicken bacon Swiss sandwich. Hold the goddamn bacon. Switch out the bacon for some goddamn ham. Right? Why don't you do that?
Like we're doing that over a delivery app. So when I go in person, I'll go in person and I'll say.
No, you should yell at the person who delivers your food, who has no idea what you're talking about. Just start screaming at them. Doing a Jack Nicholson impression from Five Easy Pieces. Well, that's actually you're like the Chuck Yeager of Arby's.
Yeah.
No, I can't top that.
Yeah. But Pat, you love your long
Arby
chicken.
Arby can't top that.
No.
Arby is listening to this right now, the namesake, and he's just like, I can't hang with this guy.
Yeah, but they're actually probably proud of it because they're making more money because I'm having to buy the chicken bacon Swiss and the slider. Mm-hmm. They're loving this. They knew what they were doing.
Yeah. Willie, what do you think about that?
I thought it was actually, at first it was sounded weird, but then after I thought about the logic of taking the ham out, all right. That's like, I like that. Makes sense to me.
Yeah. No, I like it.
Thank you, Willie.
So what? So where? How did we get all the way over here, Willie?
When
you were a kid, did you hate that song, Little Willie? Did you hate that song?
I don't know that song.
Little Willie, Willie won't. Go home, but you can't get Willie Cone. Willie won't go. No, but were you just like, stop?
Yeah, torture.
Willie. But then you must have loved it when Will Smith was calling himself Big Willie style. Right? Because then suddenly you're like, he's my favorite rapper. And my favorite actor, and now he put my name in a song. No, 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 no. I'm getting jiggy with it, but right?
Yep.
So how do we get over here, my friend? How did I start talking about manufacturing McDonald's sandwiches?
We started off with the Ahoy.
The Ahoy, that's right. So we can backtrack from that.
Yeah.
How'd I get there?
You asked me what I had for dinner.
That's right. Yeah. And I made fun of your dinner for 4.5 hours.
yeah.
Now just imagine that, Jason, chicken, salami, and avocado sandwich.
And provolone.
And provolone, just in case you weren't sure whether you were going to throw up or not by eating this. Let's put some provolone on that.
Yeah.
And Willie, why do I keep getting this thing? Sign into podcasts and this dumb thing pops up. Help me, Willie. You're my only hope.
Sign into podcasts?
I tried to sign in over and over. I didn't ask for this, but I got it.
I don't know.
Weird. So what do you got for the mascots, my friend?
Oh, I actually had losing my cool.
Oh, let's talk about it. How did you lose your cool?
So I have a job where people get upset and emotional with me on a regular basis. And so
What type of job? You don't have to say specifically, but what type of job are we talking about? What are you, a repo man? You're a repo man?
No.
You're serving people? I want to serve people so badly. First of all, I'd be a great repo man. I know that. I know I'd be a great repo man. But it'd be a better process server. Throw an envelope right on their, you know, watch it bounce off their chest. Got served. And I'd be so creative with it.
Yeah.
They'd be at the gentleman's club, right? They'd be at the gentleman's club and suddenly it's like, all right, next up we got Tom. And they're like, Tom, what? And then I come out and I throw an envelope. You got served.
I can get out of a show and that can be your line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. What else we got, buddy?
I work for like a municipality.
Okay.
Don't tell me.
Are you shutting people's water off? Don't to say you're shutting people's water off.
No, this is not something that you would expect people to be upset about. So I'm like a municipal arborist. I'm like the city tree guy.
The city tree guy in Orlando.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's not the city. I don't want to say the city that I'm.
Sure. No, of course. Of course. Literally. Okay. Of course. No.
Yeah, yeah.
And what do? You go around and you check on trees and make sure they're healthy?
Yeah. Yeah. More or less.
Okay. So what happened?
Yeah. Somebody called up. They're upset because I, declared a city tree dangerous and had it removed, you know. That's part of my job. And they got on the phone with me and, you know, let me have it. At one point I was trying to, you know, answer all the questions and be, you know, as calm and respectful and whatnot, but people get really, really aggressive. And,
because you're basically sentencing their tree to death.
Well,
you're like the Jack Kevorkian of trees.
Yeah, more or less. Yeah.
Jack Krabarkian. What would be a good thing for you? Jack Tree Barkian.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So he, at one point, and he would said, something to the effect of like, what gives you the right to decide that this tree is dangerous? And this is where I kind of lost the narrative and got to playground level. And I just said, well, because I'm an arborist and you're not.
Oh,
and
you pulled rank. You said, because I'm an arborist and you're not.
Yeah. And it was not the right thing to say. It was, I'd say that's rarely the type of response I would have, and it shouldn't have.
How many times do you think in the entirety of human history that phrase has been dropped on anyone? Yeah, well, that's because I'm an arborist and you're not.
Probably that might be it.
That might have been the first time. I'm going to say there's a pretty safe bet no one has ever played the arborist card in an argument. Oh, yeah? Well, I'm an arborist and you're not.
And then when I thought back on it, I'm like, man, that was really, it wasn't like, I wasn't off the chain. I wasn't, you know, but it was just, you know, immature, not proud of that response. It didn't do anybody any good. It certainly didn't calm the situation down.
The guy tried to rap you in the mouth? Oh, yeah, you're an arborist, huh? Yeah, you want to come down here and fight me, arborist? Let's see how tough you are without your trees backing you up.
Exactly.
And just be honest with me. Yep. Do you have the power of summoning trees? Can you do anything like anything like that? Can you even like, not that a tree is going to come stomping around like, Lord of the Rings 2, but, I'm talking about even just a leaf hitting someone in the face.
Well, jeepers. I don't think I would do that. even if I had that power.
Okay. Tough guy arborist.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So, all right, buddy.
All right.
Anything for the, yeah, you did. We did that already. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great night. Bye bye. Give me another call, please. Best show. Hi.
G'day, Tom. It's Patrick from Perth, Western Australia. How are you?
Patrick from Perth. Now, this is a guy calling all the way from Australia, the other side of the globe. What time is it there? 4 a.m?
It is. We're 12 hours apart, exactly. So it's 10 to 11 in the morning.
10 to 11. So you're up and at 'em there. You've got a sure. Hot cup of coffee and you're ready to take on the day, as Dr. Laura once said.
That's it. I got my Vyvanse and I'm ready to go. Ready to rock and roll.
So tell me this, my friend. To what do I owe the pleasure of this call?
Well, I got a couple of Aussie mascots for you, if you can.
Okay. Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay.
What's up with that guy from Midnight Oil, by the way? What's up with that guy?
Oh, Peter Garrett? You know, he was...
Time has come to say fast, fast. Remember when he went... Rah.
We don't talk about him anymore. He was the Minister for the Environment when I was in high school. You know, he looked like a Cenobite. You don't want that guy in charge of your trees. Very off-putting. Yeah.
Wait, why don't you talk about him anymore?
Yeah, he's just a bit creepy.
Oh, look, the world. You think that's the world needs kooks in it?
Yeah, and I think there was some like light corruption going on between him and the like right. Mining lobby, but.
Who That's knows? Look, whatever. He was in Midnight Oil. I'm going to give him a pass.
He knew how to dance, man. I'll say that.
And he also, he said the truest thing, the rich get richer, the poor get the picture, the bombs will never hit you when you're down so low. Never forget that. Not my words, the words of Peter Garrett.
Yeah, true words. Pardon my accent on this first mascot, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
But it's called the Gobble Doc.
The Gobble Doc.
Gobble Doc, like gobble like a turkey.
Okay. Let me look at the gobble.
And so it was essentially I would describe it as a pre- Gremlin, like when it's in its gizmo state.
Oh, I don't like the look of that.
Yeah, it's got a mo. Yeah,
but that's just a cat. Oh, he eats potato chips or something?
He eats Smith's potato chips. But, so he was around for like, I reckon about 10 years. And they essentially got rid of him because he traumatized a generation of children, myself included. Because the kind of premise was, when you went to eat the chips, you would open the packet, and he would say, "Chippies!" and appear and essentially attack you for your chips.
It's this little fella who looks like... I'm trying to think who Gobble Doc looks like. What does he look like?
Like an off-brand Alf.
He is like an off-brand Alf, yeah. Gobble Doc, and is he still around?
No, I think they tried to give him a bit of a nostalgic resurgence a couple of years ago, but it didn't hold. We have a proud tradition of like very demented puppets for children in Australia. Like our version of the Muppets are objectively evil. Like they're still aimed at kids, but they're menacing. So like our most famous one was a guy named Agro. And this is a very Australian story. Like he was literally, what's the Muppet that plays drums?
Ken.
Animal. He was literally an animal Muppet that an Australian puppeteer stole from a touring live show of the Muppets and then shaved and then painted like a strange brown. And then when I was a kid, he would host kind of like a children's talk show, essentially, where this is the only instance of this I've known in my life where the puppet itself has gotten cancelled for bad behavior.
Hold on. Wait.
This is a gobble dog. He comes from Dog, the potato planet, and lives solely on fresh potato crisps. Crisps with real potato taste. Be warned. Gobble Docs love Smiths, especially the new packs with a special seal of freshness that keeps Smiths even fresher and tastier. From now on, best lock up your Smiths. In case of Gobble Docs.
Yeah, so this monster is loose at the store.
You watch out for Gobble Docs now.
Gobble Docs. No one believes in Gobble Docs.
If you believe in the delicious,
and some big guy walking out of a store.
Smith's crinkled
truck driver.
Potato crisps.
Breaker, breaker. This is Big Eddie. I'm on my way.
One day.
This is the most upsetting thing I've ever seen in my life. I'm going to say this.
Yeah, I'm glad to share that.
What's your name again?
Patrick.
Patrick, guess what? Gobble Doc's making the list. Where do you think Gobble Doc should go?
Oh, God. He's in my top 10 traumas of all time, but... Look, anywhere in the 50s and on, Tom, I'll admit, to represent my country.
Number one. Gobble Doc is at number one.
Oh!
Put him at number one. Gobble Doc.
How do you spell it?
The word gobble, then D-O-K.
Jeepies!
Oh, my God.
Jeepies!
Ed, you did it. You did your homeland proud.
Get Russell Crowe on the horn, Mom.
Wait, what did you just say?
I said get Russell Crowe on the horn.
Get Russell Crowe on the horn, Mum.
Australia.
That just sounds like somebody who hates Australians would say, get Russell Crowe on the horn, Mum. Like trying to besmirch you and your people. Get Russell Crowe on the horn, Mum. You think Russell Crowe would ever play the Gobble Doc in a movie?
Oh, definitely. 2021, Russell Crowe, he's heading there. He's going to be like our Ray Liotta playing the Colonel. It's going to be, I'm going to turn on the TV one day and see Russell Crowe.
Like he'll get turned down. Like he might not get the gig. 2021 Russell Crowe might be just like, hey, Russell, we're going in a different direction. Oh, that's all right. I understand. Now let me hear your American accent, Pat.
Oh, which one you want?
The one you are most.
I'm usually so good, but when you put me on the spot, I freeze up. I try to do like that kind of generic Midwestern one, like, oh, hey there. Yeah, so I'm like studying improv at UCB. I've sunk about $600,000 into an improv degree, but my father was the heir to the Funko Pop fortune. So, you know, it kind of pays for itself.
Oh, my God. That is everyone in America feels a little. Torched now. Hey, it's me doing level 3 of UCB.
Is that me? That's usually your voice for me.
Who, me?
Yes.
That's not my voice for you.
It's close. No,
his voice was more like this. He's talking more like, he sounds like Kerm Dubs is what he sounds like. He just talked like Kerm Dubs. And Kerm, if you're saying to yourself, what is Kerm Dubs? You're one of the few people that don't know what Kerm Dubs is, the hottest video series on the internet. Pioneered by a young man named Zach Walliner. Not Jason Walliner. Not Harry Walliner. Zach Walliner, the architect of the beloved character, the late great Wally Wacky Man, who, was actually one of the sad thing. Look, the vaccine, you got to get it. Everybody's got to get it. We got to turn the tide on this thing. Wally Wacky Man is one of the few case studies that did actually perish from the Pfizer vaccine. There's been one death.
All right,
one death, and it was Wally Wacky Man. So, but then again, to be fair, he got 300 injections. He didn't understand how it worked. He thought you had to get a new one every day. And then he kept going back twice a day to try to just make sure everything was cool. And then by that point, I think he was hooked on getting the Pfizer vaccine. And then he got hit by a bus when he left. It might have been the bus that did it more than the vaccines. But seriously, though, Wally Wacky Man, RIP to a real one.
Rest in power.
Rest in power. Rest in puppet. Right?
Puppet heaven with a gobbledock.
Thank you. I didn't understand anything other than gobbledock, but I say thank you. All right. Thanks for the call, my friend.
Thanks, man. Thank you so much, Tom. Talk to you again soon.
Good night. How many slots we got left? 1, 2, 11. 11. Let's boogie on this thing. Here we go. Best show, calls, tweets, everything. We're going to close this mascot list out tonight. This gobbledock spooked me. Ay, ay, ay.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, best show.
Hey, Tom. This is Allie from Somerville calling again.
Allie?
Yes.
From Somerville. What's going on, Allie?
That's me. Not much. I wasn't going to call tonight, and then I just thought of all these mascots, and I figured I'd call back.
All right. You struck out last week. If I remember correctly, you turfed out last week.
No, I got two.
Oh, you got two. Oh, you did the opposite. My apologies.
It's okay. It was the Utz girl and the Pink Panther.
That's right. We had a good conversation about that. What do you got for this week, Allie?
First of all, can't believe you put that gobbledock as number one. He's so creepy. But hey, it's your show.
Yep, it sure is.
Yep. Okay, so I have like one that I feel like is very overlooked. I hope I'm not repeating myself, but the California Raisins.
They're terrible, though.
So. What? They have some, like, they had legitimate, like, good songs, or they just didn't.
Yeah, they weren't their songs, though. They had good songs. It'd be just like if I put a radio on the list, I was like, I'm putting a radio on. Why? Well, their good songs came from it.
Didn't they? I feel like they had an original song, too, though, no?
What? Heard It Through the Grapevine?
No, I thought they had another song or other song. I don't know.
Okay. I'm sorry. I can't do California Raisins. There's too many people love these California Raisins, and I think that they're a bad influence on children.
No way.
I think kids see these California Raisins, and then they just, next thing you know, they're buying shoes that are just way too big compared to the skinny legs, and they're hooked on sunglasses. It's just an unhealthy environment.
Okay, fair. Okay, so moving on to the next decade. Stickley, do you know who that is?
I don't.
So Stickley is a popsicle stick that was sort of the mascot for Nickelodeon in the summer in the 90s.
Okay.
He was a really nice guy. I don't know, for the 90s kids. He's very cute and very lovable when you're having a long kind of summer where nothing was going on.
It was a popsicle stick.
Okay. It's a popsicle stick.
With two googly eyes.
He's charming, though.
I gotta say, Allie.
Yeah.
Stickley ain't making the list.
Dang. Okay, I got a couple more.
Okay.
Special. This one might have been mentioned, but Michigan J. Frog.
No, I really don't like Michigan J. Frog.
Dang! Wow.
Because all Michigan J. Frog does is he's an architect of madness.
Why?
Because he's why? Because the guy. Oh, I swear, you should have just seen it. He was just singing a second ago. Come on, sing the song. Sing the song. He's driving that guy bonkers.
Yeah. Okay.
They didn't ask for that. The frog sang a song, and all the crime this guy committed was, hey, can I show you singing the song to somebody else?
Yeah.
And then that frog froze him out till the guy was out of his gourd.
Yeah, he lost it. Okay. See, you sort of turfed out last week, and I think you were having ESP because I'm turfing out this week.
I think you got one more in you. You got one more in you. Come on, Allie.
I got two more if you want them.
All right. Well, let's hear them.
All right. Energizer Bunny.
Torn on that one.
He keeps going, and he's been like a mascot for like 20 years or something.
You can always bump him, but we got lists to fill. How about 50?
All right, Pat, you're right.
Yes. Okay, I got one or two more. Okay. Well, this is just like an idea because she's a friend of the show, but I was thinking the Judy Rosen person picking their nose. I guess that's more of an emblem.
No, let's put it on. That's a mascot. You're right. Number 28, Judy Rosen nose picking logo.
Yes.
The store for the brilliant Judy Rosen who never calls Tom anymore.
So sad.
It's sick, right? Isn't it sick?
Sick.
It's sad. Is it sick or sad? Which part is it? I say it's equal parts sick and sad.
No, yeah, definitely.
Thank you. Thank you, Allie. You get it.
Okay, I got one more.
Who doesn't get it? Me, if it is a call from Judy Rosen.
That's so true.
But I love her. Someday she'll call me back.
I'm sure she will.
And to check out her jeans regardless of whether she still has my phone number. Look up her jeans are second to none. She's a true artist and a kind of a genius, and I'm always impressed by her and a sweetheart of a person.
Agree.
What else you got? Is that it, Allie?
No, I have one more. Sorry.
One more. What do you got?
How about, did you ever see that movie Mandy? Oh, Jesus.
Did I see the movie Mandy? No, I have a thing. I've been avoiding that movie for a very specific reason.
What is it?
My mommy won't let me watch it. No, I've been avoiding that movie for a very specific reason is that, look, Allie. You know how much I love the band King Crimson, right?
I do, yes.
And then everybody's like, oh, you got to see the movie Mandy. The opening song is Starless by King Crimson, the whole thing. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's one of my favorite songs ever. I don't want to see one of my favorite songs. But the whole point is, I never had a single visual image attached to any part of that song.
Right, you want to keep it.
So now I'm supposed to watch this. I'm supposed to watch Nick Cage going loco in this thing. And now suddenly all my any meaning I have has now been overtook by him. That's why I'm reticent to see it.
You want to keep that song in your heart.
Thank you, Allie. You get it.
It's like that. Anyway. Okay, well, then maybe I won't say the mascot, but it's this guy. Well, I'll say it, but it's like a faux mascot from the movie called The Cheddar Goblin. And he basically like pukes macaroni and cheese on kids.
And I think I might have made the right call not seeing Mandy.
Yeah.
Would it scare me? Would I scream?
No.
Do you love it? Mm-hmm. Some people love that movie more than life itself.
No, I remember liking it when I saw it in the theater, but...
But some people, you ever hear some people talk about that movie? They say it's like, oh my God, that's the best horror movie in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
So you say no to that.
I say no.
You call shenanigans on that.
Definitely.
All right.
All right. Well, I did all right.
You did.
Taking my call.
Of course. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Have a good night.
Thanks. All right, next call. We got another call.
Eight slots, two calls left.
Eight slots, two calls left.
Make that three. Someone's calling now. I'll put you on with line four.
Oh, so the other lines are working now?
We have intermittently line one is coming in now.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good. Best show,
hi. Company thing.
Hey, is this me?
It is you. What's up?
Hey, this is Matt calling from Philly.
Matt or Mac?
Matt, M-A-T-T.
Okay. You're a real Philly tough guy? What's the deal with you?
Oh, not at all. Far from it.
When's the last fist fight you got into?
Probably fifth grade.
And you're really from Philly, and it's been fifth grade since the last time you punched someone's lights out.
My family's been beaten on me ever since.
Okay.
I got something to live up to, but no, I haven't been in a scrum in a while.
Mm-hmm. You miss it a little bit?
Yes, sure.
You get that bloodlust, right?
A little bit.
A little bit, you get it back, and you feel it? Feel the rush of adrenaline when you knock someone's block off? What's that?
Right. When I'm driving.
When you're driving, yeah.
Right.
You got in one hand, you got a hoagie, right?
Absolutely.
What do you got in the other hand? Franks? Cold Franks?
Tasty cake,
yeah. What about the steering wheel? What hand's holding the steering wheel?
Forgot about that.
All right, Matt. Well, what do I owe the pleasure of this call, Matt?
I got a couple for the topic.
Let's hear it.
Most well known, I guess, is Mr. Monopoly, but I think his official name is Rich Uncle Pennybags.
That does not sound right.
Rich Uncle Pennybags.
What now?
That's the official name of Mr. Monopoly.
Rich Uncle Pennybags.
That's it.
I think you're prank. I think there's a prank.
I know it sounds too on the nose, but that's it.
Rich Uncle Pennybags. Okay.
He's right.
That's the official name.
And I put him on the list. 27.
I love it.
Anything else?
You got time for one more?
For you? Yes.
Thanks so much. I got Bic Boy. B-I-C-B-O-Y. Bic Boy.
Is that the Bic pen?
That's it.
That thing is Bic terrifying. Bic
pen, razor.
Well, are you vetoing it, Pat?
Well, it's a big, ominous, eyeball. And it's like a little boy and his hands are behind his back. I've always been terrified by that logo. It's menacing.
I feel like he's pretty inoffensive.
Well, that's like your Philly is showing. All right.
Yeah, I guess he's got the big pen behind his back,
Yeah, why is that pen behind his back?
He's kind of,
Pat says no to Bic Boy. He ain't getting on the list. I don't want Pat to have nightmares.
I'll take Rich Uncle Pennybags.
Yeah. Take what you
Thanks
got.
For making the call.
Of course. You have a great night.
Take care, Tom. Thanks.
You too.
How about a friendlier version of the Bic Boy, the Residence? Eyeball Man.
Oh, that's great.
Mike?
Yeah.
This is why you're on the show.
Thank you, Tom.
Number 7, Residence Eyeball.
That's great. What was the ruling on Trademark Pig?
Oh, Trademark Pig, number 26. Because that's the stamp that was on the back of so many bootlegs to try to differentiate, to say these were good bootlegs made by certain people. And then guess what, everyone? Big shocker. Anybody did what they wanted with that. Because they're bootlegs. Anybody could put the thing, oh, you didn't think that one sounded good? Go get your money back. Oh, the guy at the flea market's not there anymore? Whatever. That's what I says. Whatever. All right, let's hear what else we got. Anybody else?
3 calls and 6 slots.
3 calls and 6 slots. All right, best show. Hello, hi.
Hi, Tom. This is Steve calling in from Chicago.
Steve from Chicago. What part of Chicago are you in, Steve?
I'm up north. I'm in like the Ravenswood neighborhood.
Mmm, ho, ho, ho. Very fancy.
Yeah, it is kind of like, it's like half people in like crowded apartments and half like really nice houses. I'm in the first half.
You know, so I'm from Ravenswood. What can I do for
you? It's a nice neighborhood.
Look, I'm just going.
Steve,
it's a comedy. It's a comedy program, Steve. You might not know that. It's a comedy program. I say with love, you're a great human, and I salute you.
Oh, well, I do appreciate it. And thank you for taking my call. I have 2 mascots for you.
What do you got?
So the first one's kind of like an obscure Chicago mascot, and not even people in Chicago know about this guy. So I just wanted to maybe bring it to people's attention. His name is JoJo, and he is a monster who is the mascot for a grocery store.
JoJo the monster. What mask? What grocery store?
It's called Jewel Osco. It's like a Midwestern grocery store.
JoJo, hold on, JoJo, Jewel Osco?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, that's horrifying.
Yeah, and it's this one-eyed monster. Like, grocery stores, I feel, my opinion, should not have mascots, especially not ones like this.
You say that grocery stores should not have mascots?
Yes, that's my opinion, yes.
No, yet you want him all over my list, eh?
Yeah, I think he like a warning sign, like beware. Oh, like
how not to. Market.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I would love to see JoJo get in a fight with the Gobbledock. That's one of the things. Since I was a little kid, I always wanted to see that. Never mind that I learned about both of them in the last 14 minutes.
Yeah, well, the Australian guy's in the grocery store, right?
Yes. And JoJo jumped him in the parking lot.
Yeah, I could see it.
JoJo versus Gobbledock, Dawn of Justice.
Yeah, it's the next big thing, I think.
So sorry to say I can't put JoJo on the list.
That's, you know what, it's worth a shot.
What else you got?
Worth a shot for JoJo. Just one more quick one for you. Gary the Squirrel.
But who, what's he, the mascot of the best show?
Yeah, all the emails I get, Gary's there.
Yeah, you're right. He is on the logo. There's so many things.
got a lot of tude. I think he's a
good move Sonny from Cocoa Puffs to 11, Gary the Squirrel at 2.
All right. Congrats, Gary.
And Gary's coming back too. He just texted me.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Very happy to hear that. I'm glad he's on the list.
Yeah. He said he's got some things to say.
Can't wait to hear it.
Mr. Celery. I'm looking at some of these things people are sending through. Mr. Celery. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, put Mr. Celery on the list, please. Number 23. All the greats, Michael Jordan, Mr. Celery, 23.
Have you seen the Montgomery Biscuits mascot, Big Mo?
What do you think?
I think yes.
No, I haven't. Just think about that question. Yeah. It'd be just like, hey, have you seen the Montgomery Biscuits mascot, Big Mo? We're going into the...
I guess I'll put Big Mo up then. If it's just a, it's a biscuit, a big biscuit man.
I can't do Big Mo. So let me get a look at him. Before I say definitely no, let me get a look at Big Mo here. Montgomery Biscuit?
That's the one, yeah.
He's kind of cute. He's an aardvark? What is he?
Well, he's like a biscuit man instead of...
Oh, let's see. Yeah. Well, I'm actually looking at this character here. What is this character?
Oh, yeah.
Big Mo and Monty. Monty. I don't know who Monty is. Can't trust it. If I can't get to the bottom of your mascot thing with one Google image search, you don't make the list.
Yeah, that's too many mascots for a minor league team.
Thank you. Thanks for the call, my friend.
Yeah.
Has anyone said Mr. Zip in the post office?
Oh, Pat, you might have just cracked this whole thing wide open. Hold on a second. I forgot about Mr. Zip. $14 for Mr. Zip, please. This list is pretty solid, I gotta say. What do we have? 3 slots left?
We're coming close, yeah. Let's see. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, we got
3 left.
20, 18, and 16. And we could always bump Energizer Bunny.
Yeah, let's leave Energizer Bunny right now. Where is the Energizer Bunny?
At 50.
50, yeah. Yeah, 50 might get bounced. Let's see. Give me another call, please. And after we close the list, I'm gonna wrap it up tonight.
Hello.
Hi, Best Show. Welcome.
Hi, I'm Everly O'Brien.
What is your name?
Everly O'Brien.
Just your first name.
My first name is Everly.
Everly. That's all I want to know. Everly. How are you, Everly?
Good.
Where are you calling from?
It took us forever to get on.
No, you're here now.
We're calling from, should I say Brandon or Seattle?
Just outside of Seattle.
Just outside of Seattle. Who's your favorite singer of all time, Everly?
Michael Jackson.
Okay, Michael Jackson. What's your favorite song?
I Beat It.
Beat It, okay. Oh, you're not telling me to beat it. I thought you were telling me to beat it. I thought I was like, what's your favorite song? And you're like, Beat It. Well, no, I'm doing my show now. What's your favorite song? Beat It. About how old are you, Everly, if you don't mind me asking?
11.
11? So that puts you, what, junior year high school?
No, I'm in fifth grade.
You're in fifth grade? You're sick and tired of Zoom, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. We actually use this thing called Neuro, and like they had to cancel the classes yesterday. Why it's always that? Telling you to turn on the microphone, even when the microphone is already on. It's just click the microphone. It's like it's on loop. It's annoying.
Anybody say anything dumb on the thing? And the teacher's like, who said that?
Yeah, a lot of kids will just go on and like, I can't speak for a second without it doing that. I turn it on and it still says that.
Okay. What if you were on the thing and you just went, and then the teacher's like, not sure who did that. Who did that?
I think she it probably would say who was talking, but if she didn't know, I think she would probably tell all of the learning coaches, aka our parents, that somebody keeps going on the mic and doing that, and that if she catches who it is, they're going to lose grade.
Then you know what I would say if I was you? And look, I'm not telling you to do any of this. Everly, you sound like a smart young person who isn't looking to cause trouble. But I'm a dumb old person. You're a smart young person. I'm a dumb old person. We balance each other out. This is what I would say if the teacher was like, I'd make like I was wiping my mouth with a napkin, and then it'd go, ooh, I'm scared. Right? And then the teacher like would see like that I didn't say it. Who said that? You're going to lose a grade. Oh, I'm scared. Then I would say, after I said, ooh, I'm scared, I was going to say, teacher, I think I know who said it. And I'd say, I just put the answer of who did it in the chat. And you know what I would say to the teacher? Ronald McDonald. I would just send that right through the chat. Ronald McDonald did it.
If we had room chat on and everyone could see that, I think I'd be getting a lot of, what the heck are you doing?
I got you. Don't worry. Look, it's almost over soon. What was your favorite movie, Everly?
Probably Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Which one's that?
It's the first Harry Potter movie based off the first Harry Potter book.
Okay.
Of the 7 awesome Harry Potter books.
Okay. I tried reading the Harry Potter thing. I couldn't figure it out.
What about listening to an audiobook?
Maybe that's the way I should go.
Like Libby, or buy it on Kindle. Or wait,
yeah.
Audible. And then it'll just read the whole thing to you.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.
Whenever they end an audible book.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program. Man, I tell you, if I could just get my audience to just be 11-year-olds, I'd be running the world. Are you on TikTok, Everly?
No, I don't do TikTok, YouTube, FaceTime. I'm not one of the kids that goes on the internet all the time. I'm not one of those.
Well, that's good. That's good. I like that. You ever go down the street and you see a kid making a TikTok video and they're dancing and then they're like, hold on, no, let me do it again. And then they try to do it. They're like, wait, no, let me do it again. Then they're like, no, wait, I can do it. I can do it better. Hold on. Wait, no, I can do it better. Hold on. Do it over.
I don't know if any of the kids near my house actually do TikTok.
Okay.
I do play the bass, though.
You do? What's your favorite song to play on bass? Boom, 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 boom.
Probably Beat It.
Boom, 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 boom. Can you play that? Can you play Day Tripper by the Beatles?
I don't know. I don't know that song.
Well, you should learn. You should learn that song. Who's is somebody teaching you bass, or you learn it yourself?
I'm being taught.
Say to your teacher, "I want to learn Day Tripper." Okay. You ever lose your cool? You ever get really mad?
Ever get really mad at what?
At anything.
Yeah, sometimes.
What's something that gets you mad when you lose your cool?
When I have to do things that are just annoying. Like whenever I have to do so many math problems that my mind's broken.
Mm-hmm. Are you good at math?
Kind of. I'm not, I don't like fail, but I'm not like perfect at it.
Okay.
I'm a little bit above average.
Okay. What's your best subject?
Probably science and art.
Okay. You know what my best subject was? It was walking home from school.
Yeah, that's an easy subject.
Well, it's not that easy. It's very easy to get lost.
Not at my house, up the hill. Okay. Get home, done.
Fair enough. Not very smart, Everly.
What?
I'm not very smart, Everly. I've got a whole lot of brains upstairs. I shake my head, and you know what it sounds like? It sounds like bag of rocks falling down the stairs.
You sound like my mom saying that my dog is dumb.
But your dog ain't dumb. What's your dog's name? Let me see if I can guess your dog's name.
My dog's name is Lady.
Lady.
Her name is Lady Lou. Yeah, Lady. But and her middle name is Lulu. So we have to call her Lulu on walks, because we'll be like, mom and dad will be walking her. And then she'll, like, pull out a leash, and we yell, "Lady!" And then some lady on the street just looks at them like they're crazy.
Because she's yelling, "Lady, lady."
Yeah. And then they'll be like, "It's the dog!"
Yeah. You got a real funny house going over there, huh?
Yeah.
So, Everly, do you have something for the topic, for the mascot list we're working on?
Yes. I have Cookie Cat from Steven Universe. Cookie Cat, here's a snack for your tummy. Cookie Cat, he's super duper yummy. Cookie Cat, he left his family behind. Cookie Cat.
Number 20 for Cookie Cat, because of you, Everly. Let me say this. Do you know I do a voice on Steven Universe?
You did?
I did. I was Harvey.
I've never noticed that.
I was Harvey. Was my main character.
I never noticed that. My dad always listens to your show. I watched the show. How have I never seen it?
You knew it. You're being funny.
No, I really didn't know it.
You didn't? Seriously?
No.
You're teasing me.
I do think...
See, now you're making fun of me.
I didn't. I do think that the dad was the funniest character, though.
Well, that's me. I do the voice of the dad. Do you believe that I do the voice of the dad?
I do. You sound like the dad.
Oh, good. Steven! Oh my God! I gotta start performing for 11-year-olds. I'll be cleaning up. All right. Well, Everly, it's been great talking to you. Anything else you want to say? But be honest with me. You're gonna miss wearing a mask, aren't you? in a year, like in a year from now when you can wear one?
No, I can't wait to not have to wear a mask.
Really?
To school.
You don't want to wear a mask?
I want to leave my house. I'm tired of my house. I'm tired of the mask. I'm tired of having to stay 6 feet away from people. It's just annoying.
The problem I have with the 6 feet away from people is I can't count that high.
I always just like say about, I try to get more than 6 feet so I can tell when I'm far enough away.
Sure. No, I got that.
Last year at the school ended early because of Corona, and they always gave out school shirts, and the school shirts for that year were these like neon orange shirts, and the back had these like two bears, and they were six paws away, and it's like, go Kodiaks, stay 6 feet apart and wear masks. And I'm like, yeah, I really want this shirt. It's a shirt that reminds me of the torture we're all going through. Great.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks. Thanks for the shirt. You know what I'd do with that shirt? I'd wash my car with it.
I painted in it, and now there's paint stains all over it.
Yeah.
And what actually
run out of
swimsuits?
All right, okay. We did. Thanks for the call. Thank you, Everly.
You're welcome.
Have a call anytime you want.
Okay.
Okay, bye. This is a good call. I want to put the who's the mascot from the exterminator company with the mallet? You know what I'm talking about? Jason.
Orkin Man?
No, not Orkin Man. It was like on the Van Halen. Van Halen used them on a t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Let me find
that. That's like a thing out in Los Angeles. Exterminator. What, Exterminator Mallet. Let's see what comes up. Let's see. Oh, there
Mr.
we go.
Little.
Mr. Little. He's a guy in a top hat with sunglasses on and big nose. He's dressed in a suit and he's lecturing a rodent. He's like going, no, 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 no. But he's got behind his back a giant mallet. Put him at 18, please. And there's got to be some kind of dog mascot. Who'd be a good dog mascot? Oh, very easy. Dogmo. The late, great Dogmo. My beloved dog. Best show mascot. Dogmo was in the logo for stuff. Dogmo number six. Actually, no. Let's make a move. Dogmo goes 3. Philly Fanatic goes to 16. Because then I look at that top 5 and it covers so much of my life. When you look and you got Crazy Eddie and you got the Wawa Goose, Dogmo, Gary the Squirrel, and Gobble Doc. Everybody knows how much I love all 5 of those and I've loved for so many years.
That's a full list.
That's a full list.
Unless there's edits. We still have full phones, but
we say, okay, well, let's take the calls.
All right. Well, No
more new calls, please.
Do you want the surprise guest?
Surprise guest.
That's right. Thanks.
Let's do that next.
Thanks to AP Mike.
No, I can't believe this. Who's it going to be? Jason Gore from The Best Show?
Yeah, I don't believe this either.
All right. I got to see where this goes. Best Show, hi.
Hello.
Oh, no. I know who this special guest is.
Tom, I miss you.
Yeah. Here I am. You made the list. We're doing the top man. This is Judy Rosen, the gene genius, right?
Gene, you know, Mr. Nick Gazin texted me and said, Judy, they're talking about you.
Yeah, of course.
My ears were itching, and I said, I got a call.
All I wanted to do was tell you we're doing this mascot list. Thanks for listening also, by the way, that you had to have Nick Gaze and tell you to call. We appreciate it.
Well, I listened
last week. Thank you very much.
We appreciate. Now, number 28, your logo is number 28 on the top 50 mascots of all time.
Get out of here. That's pretty good. But I have one for the topic.
What do you got?
Okay, it's might be terrible. I have two tries. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, one is Noggy.
Who?
Noggy.
Who's Noggy?
He represented, he was the mascot for Naugahyde.
All right. Well, I can tell you where this one's going. Noggy's not making the list.
Okay, wait. I got another one. You ready? He's very cute, though. Okay. Bozo.
Wait, Noggy, is Noggy the little guy with the ears, with the chompy mouth?
Yeah, that's him. I sent you a picture.
He did a picture
to you guys. He's pretty cool. And he's a bit obscure, but Naugahyde was a big deal at one point. Noggy got around.
Judy Rosen, Noggy's going in at number 50.
What?
Bump the Energizer Bunny. Noggy is bumping the Energizer Bunny.
Wow. No, the Energizer Bunny. That's pretty good. But obvious.
Noggy. No, that's why we're doing it.
Tom?
What's that? Well, who else do you have for me, Judy?
Okay, I said Bozo.
I wasn't calling you on the list. I thought you were calling me a Bozo.
Bozo the Clown.
No, I know Bozo the Clown. No, I thought it was Bozo the Mailman. What do you think? Oh, Bozo the Clown. Oh, okay.
What about my mailman?
Bozo the Clown. Oh, no, I'm talking about Bozo the Clown. Oh, well, that changes everything. No, look, this is what I'm going to say to you, Judy Rosen. Obviously, I love you.
Yeah.
I will talk to you. I will talk to you later this week. In real life, we will talk. Yes. And thank you for calling. I miss you too. And we will talk very soon. Okay.
I love you, Tom.
I love you too, Judy. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Troubling all the people laughing in the background on these things.
Yeah. There was some drinking going on there.
Yeah, you think? No, she's
Tom, I had this idea for a show.
But did you take credit for that as a booking, Mike?
Well, she said it. I didn't force her to say that.
No, that's fine. I'm not.
If anyone gets points, it's Nick Gazin.
Yeah, Nick, this is what I'm going to do. Nick Gazin gets 40 points. Mike, you get 10.
Oh, thanks.
It's like, no, you get like a commission.
Yeah, no, I like it.
I can't tell anymore. You're like, oh, thanks. So you're furious at me. Can't tell anymore. Oh, thanks. No. I meant that was a good thing. No, I know it's a good thing.
Genuine.
Where we find ourselves.
I had this idea. Have you seen Another Round yet?
No, I've not seen Another Round yet. I know I saw you extolling its virtues.
It's enjoyable. I there's some sentimental moments, but the premise I was interesting. I don't know if this psychiatrist exists. Somebody claimed that human beings' blood alcohol level is too low, and that the optimum blood alcohol level should be 0.05, which is about 3 or 4 drinks.
And that's what is it now? 0.02?
Yeah, I don't even know what you start at.
Okay.
I don't know if we started anything really.
So people are saying it's too low. Like.
Yeah, there's some philosopher or whatever they quote this guy in the movie. I don't even know if the guy exists. Mm-hmm. But it was an interesting premise. So the characters are teachers, so they start drinking on the job, which made me think of you. And
here we go.
I'm not gonna say anything. But I thought maybe for a show, you start the show, 3 or 4 beers in.
So we start
Yeah.
We prep.
We have
a little sloshed.
I mean, yeah. Well, three or four drinks is not, you know, you probably wouldn't even get a DWI for that.
No. Mike, you might be onto something.
Just an idea. Throwing it out there.
No, I like this. He's going back to the drawing board. He's drafting up ideas. He gets me Judy Rosen. He's got the idea of the another round idea.
Yeah.
Mike, this is what I could use a little bit more of from Udio Day. Yeah, here, the joy. I've never heard glee. A Christmas morning, there's never been glee like that than me dinging Jason. You ever hear? You hear the joy? It's like I never heard Mike sound like innocent. Like it was an innocent glee.
Me and Everly.
You and Everly.
Good old laugh.
Yeah.
So you're really thinking that Mike bringing the topic, why don't we drink before a show, is better than any other of the ones we've put on the list?
I'm just humoring him.
Come on. Good. Okay.
Give him his moment.
That was a great idea, Mike.
An experiment.
All right. Give me another call, please. Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom. This is Quimby from Los Angeles.
Oh, my goodness. Quimby from Los Angeles says, I live and breathe. To what do I owe the pleasure of this, Quimby?
Hi. I feel like it's been, like, I don't know, 15 years since I called into the show.
Yeah, well, you're back. What's up?
I have a submission for the topic.
For the mascots?
Yes.
All right. Because look, there's people who can get bumped on this list. I'm telling you, Captain Bayonne, you think that's a solid lock? No. I'll bounce Captain Bayonne from this list in a heartbeat. The general. Oh, that's on for Jason. Jason will blow a gasket if I kick the general off the list. Quimby, who do you have for the list?
Okay, so this is going to be an interesting one because I played a mascot.
You played a mascot?
Yes.
Tell me more, as they said in the movie Grease.
So I'm hoping that I can make the list because I had friends of mine who they own a toy company. And they needed somebody to basically wear a mascot costume for this product that they were promoting at New York City Toy Fair.
Okay.
And
what was the product?
The product is basically a talking toy based off of a character from a very popular kids game app. And that app is called Talking Tom. And at the time, so at the time, I had no idea what that game was about. But I agreed because it was basically an all expenses paid trip to New York City.
All expenses.
Yes.
Every expense got covered.
Everything, plane trip, hotel, food.
Per diem? Yeah. Did they give you per diem?
I think they did, but I mean, they're all my friends, you know.
Maybe it was all expenses paid. Now, is this a gray cat with pink ears, pink paws?
Yes, green eyes.
Green eyes, yes. A very, very cute cat.
Yes. So I had no idea, no clue about what the gameplay was like. And so, you know, I told my friends who are parents with very young kids who play the game that I was going to, you know, New York City to be this mascot. And my friends who are parents, they told me, isn't that the game where you punch and poke the character in the game? I think that's like one of the things you do.
You punch and poke a cat.
Yes, and you pull its tail to get it to talk.
That's horrifying. It's called
Talking Tom.
Doesn't sound like much more like talking. It's not like Tortured Tom.
So, you know, I was a little worried because, you know, I'm going to be in this costume. But fortunately, the New York City Toy Fair is only for business, you know, so it's not like a convention where you had like regular people and with lots of children kind of running around. So I was relieved at that, but I did get poked and punched in the gut and had my tail pulled a few times by adults.
While you're in this costume, people are just like, hey, that's what you told us to do.
Yeah. Like, no,
you're just following the rules of the character.
Yeah, I mean, they just kind of like would run by and just do these things. So not knowing that there's like a little 100-pound like girl inside this costume.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. So that is my contribution.
All right. We're going to remove from the list, coming off the list. Take Captain Bayonne off the list. He's a disgrace. Oh, no. Dr. Cronut's the only way to go. Captain Bayonne 31, put a Talking Tom.
But yes, I'm happy that at least you have someone on the list who actually played that character.
No, you did it.
So I did it.
Quimby, you did it. All right. I will see you soon, hopefully.
Yes, it's so good to hear your voice.
I'll talk to you later. See you on the show. Yeah, of course. Thanks for coming. Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Any other calls, Pat?
You're on with them now.
Thanks.
Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom. This is Jason from Philly.
Jason from Philly. Do I know this Jason?
I called once before a long time ago, but no.
Okay. All right. To what do I owe the pleasure of this call, my friend?
I know your list is full, but I did have a mascot for the topic.
What do you got?
So his name is Go-chan. He's a Japanese mascot. In Japan, they have a ton of mascots for like different prefectures and different parts of the country. And he's the mascot he's the longevity ambassador for Okinawa.
Okay. Hold on. How do I spell this now?
G-O-C-H-A-N.
Go-chan. Now this isn't Ron Watkins Go-chan. This is not one of his 4chan, 8chan, Go-chan.
Oh God, no.
So if I'm the mascot here, I'm going to am I on your list of people who could be cute? So why should I put Go-chan, who looks like? Well, what's the appeal of Go-chan?
So, the thing that I think is really appealing about Go-chan is that his stated premise is to frighten children into eating healthily.
Mm-hmm.
And consequently, people in Okinawa do have like some of the longest lifespans in Japan. So he's doing his job.
This is what I'm going to say. I don't know. I'm on the bubble with this Go-chan. Go-chan will be a 51.
Okay, that's.
But you and I know that. You and I know Gochun came in at 51.
Okay, that's great. Right.
Thank you, my friend. Great. So anything else you want to say? Anything else?
Oh, I did have one. I did have one thing that my wife wanted me to mention, which is we got a cat not too long ago, and we named him Philly Boy Roy, and his official name at the vet is Royden Ziegler. And I thought
that is the greatest thing I've ever heard. If you can send me, can you send me a copy of the anything that says that on it? And black out all your stuff. I'll never post it online. I just want to see it.
Yeah, I'll tweet it. I'll tweet it to the best show.
Thank you. All right. You have a great night.
You too.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye.
And also, Mr. Peanut 47 off the list. Replace him with Roscoe, bed bug sniffing dog.
That's a great one.
And I think we're done with the list.
I got another one no one said.
All right. What do you got, Pat?
Alfred E. Newman, Mad Magazine.
I can't. It's too nihilistic.
Okay.
I appreciate the spirit. Can't do it. Well, my friends, the time has come to raise the roof and have some fun. Throw away all that work to be done, right? Let the party play on. Let's all have a great week. Best show will be back next week. And we're going to do it to it just like we knew it, because it's Best Show, baby. And that's what we do each and every week. We started with an island song. We're going to end with an island song. That's how we do it on the Best Show when Tom wants to hear what he wants to hear. I'm going to play a song called from their second album. Should I play a new song? I'll play a new song. I'm going to play an old song. I'll play a new song. This one dropped online. It's called Set the Fairlight. Let's check it out from the album Islomania, which comes out in June. And Best Show will be back next week. Thanks, everybody, for listening and calling. And I appreciate all of you. And patreon.com/thebestshow you go to. And it never ends. Coming out in July, tomwroteabook.com. Here is Islands. Bye. Why aren't you playing? You're not playing. Why are you not playing? Nah. Something ain't working. I'm just going to say goodnight, everybody. Thank you so much. I love each and every one of you. Bye.